If you can't hit the button, it won't come on. Simeon, looking into the face of the baby Jesus, proclaimed, "Now, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of thy people, Israel." Spirit of the living God, move within my heart. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be found acceptable in your sight. For you are my Lord and strength, you are my Redeemer, Lord Christ. It is in your name we pray these things. Amen. I don't know your experience, but I would pretty well guess that most of us have a pretty good familiarity with the phrase, "Are we there yet?" I can remember sitting in the back seat of my dad's Roadmaster as we did those horrendously long trips to Grandma's house. I think the worst one was about 34 minutes. But I'm sitting back there with my brother and my sister, and that car, if you ever, you may not remember it at all, but I vividly remember those cars. There were, that back seat had three division points. There were two bands in it, and by the Lord Jesus Christ, you best stay within yours, because the terrorism that would be considered by that invasion of that other space was tremendous, take my word for it. And being the oldest one, it was impended upon me to definitely keep things the way they're supposed to be, at least for myself. But I took blame in the end for all incursions, believe me. Are we there yet? And it's not just trips to Grandma's house, but it's pretty much everything in our life. We go play that along the way, you know. We're in school, and we just can't wait to graduate out in high school. Little do we know that is not what we ought to be wishing for. But are we there yet? Can we graduate now? Can we be finished and get out in the world and get a job and enjoy life, you know? Or later in life when we're married and a little one's coming and that ninth month is approaching and mama is without a doubt saying, are we there yet, you know? Is that child ever going to get here? And we go through all of those and on and on and on. You know, we go through interview process for new jobs. Are they ever going to make a decision? Are they always going to keep me hanging out here in the air, waiting and keeping me waiting and on pins and needles? We go to the doctor's office. And the message is not all that good. And the doctor looks at you with that stare. And they say, I'm not sure I like what I'm finding. I got to send you to a specialist, or we're going to send you for these extra tests, or we're going to do whatever it is. And we go through those weeks of stress and turmoil. Are we there yet? Until we can get a clear answer that everything's going to be okay. Or if it's not, are we there yet? They say that this priest of God, in the temple in Jerusalem, Simeon, was a man of many, many years. Some of the traditions say he was over 200 years old at this point. And the Spirit of the living God had come to him. I guess he had been complaining because God had not sent Messiah. And the Spirit of the living God came to him and said to him, Simeon, you will not see death until you look upon the face of the Messiah. And on a regular basis, I have to believe over and over and over again, with each passing year, Simeon was saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Because he's in that temple, and according to the law of Moses, there's a daily constant parade of parents and children being brought into the temple on the 40th day of their birth. Now, the baby Jesus, in the 8th day of his life, and his parents' home in all probability or in some other relative's place with a few of them gathered around, he was circumcised in accordance with the law of Moses. And now being the firstborn son, and on top of that being a child of the tribe of Judah, the tribe of kings, Mary and Joseph take him to the temple in Jerusalem in accordance with the law. And can you not see, just imagine coming in our doors right now, this herd of parents who are living in obedience to the law of God, each one holding this 40-day-old child. And Simeon, day after day, never seen the Messiah. And then somewhere in that herd on that day, he spots Jesus. And he takes him in his arms and he proclaims, Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace, for I have seen. Are we there yet? And it wasn't just him. There was this very old widow woman who was living in the temple, sleeping probably on a mat in the floor, on the floor, there in the temple, by the name of Anna. And she confirms then that this is who he is, the Messiah. The people have been waiting for generations for a militaristic king who would help overthrow the captivity of Israel. For they had become a conquered nation by Rome. And they thought, here would be that person, that Messiah, who was going to save them and restore the kings of David on the throne, legitimacy. And in the door came a 40-day-old baby, Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And he brought into that world a very different form of salvation than what they had been looking for. Why are we here today? What are you here for? Why are you here? Are we like Simeon? Looking for some magic potion? Some great leader who is going to straighten out the mess of our nation? And it's a mess. I don't care what your politics are, it's a mess. Are we going to be looking for someone who is going to wipe out all of our enemies? Is that what we're looking for? Are we looking for someone who's going to take and balance our checkbook? Surely make all our relationships right? Is that what we're looking for? Is that why we came here? In a little while, Father's going to confect a sacrament, and Jesus is going to become present here in wine and bread, body and blood, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And as we receive him, is this just going to be another magic elixir we're looking to take? Or are we going to allow him to be who he really is? The Lord of our life, who rules inside of us, despite how bad our checkbook looks, despite how our relationships with our next door neighbors might be, how our children react and are with us and we with them, the bitterness that has gone on. Has he the ability through the power of his Holy Spirit to heal broken relationship? You bet he does. But is that who we're looking for? That King of Kings and Lord of Lords who came to bring real life and joy and love into this world. Is that who we're looking for? Or just another magic potion moment, a momentary fix, so that we go out of these doors and be just the same person we were when we came in? Simeon said, "Now let me depart. For my eyes have been beheld." How about you? How about me? What am I looking for here today? Who am I looking for today? Am I willing to allow him to be Savior in my life? Am I willing to allow him to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Am I willing to allow him to truly guide me, guide you in the pathways that he has planned for us from the beginning of time? That is why I hope we have come. And he is here. Amen. To God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we ascribe all might, majesty, and dominion, now and forevermore. Amen.